Married at First Sight. Chapter 4253. After discussing with Evan's parents, Zachary agreed to Evan's request and arranged for a butler to come over. The butler was expected to arrive in 2 days. At this moment, Evan's small home was quiet and dark. No one was there. Abby parked the car in front of the villa, leaned over, and rummaged through Evan's pockets until she found a keyring in his right pocket. She stepped out, unlocked the front gate, then went inside and turned on the lights before returning to the car. After that, she drove into the villa's driveway, parking near the entrance so she could help Evan inside. Evan seemed to be in a deep sleep. He hadn't opened his eyes or said a word the entire way back. Spencer had drunk the most, yet Evan, who had barely touched his drink, was the one completely out of it. Abby seriously suspected he was faking it, but he was doing such a good job that she couldn't find any cracks in his act. How could a man who frequently attended business meetings and social events have such a low alcohol tolerance? Evan, wake up. We're home. Instead of pulling him out of the car right away, Abby leaned in, patted his face, and gave him a little shake, trying to rouse him. After a moment, Evan's eyes slowly fluttered open. Abby. As soon as he saw her, he reached out and grabbed her hand, his eyes glistening. Abby, I love you so much. Look, I even dream about you. Abby, I love you. No matter how many names you have, you're still you. Whether you're Fox, Abby, or Bianca, it doesn't matter. You're the only one for me. Now that he knew all of her identities, it didn't make a difference. She was still his Abby. Abby pulled her hand away from his grasp and pinched his cheek, unimpressed. Yeah, you're dreaming. Wake up already. In reality, I'm Abby, the second daughter of the Dew family. I'm not Fox, and I'm not Bianca. Evan caught her hand again. Abby, don't lie to me. You're Fox. You're Bianca. Maybe you have even more names I don't know about, but no matter what, I love you. I'm sorry about last year. I didn't know. If I had known, I never would have let go of your hand. I wasn't trying to hurt you. I just didn't want to lead you on while being caught between two relationships. I thought I was doing the right thing. But I was wrong. Abby, you can hit me, yell at me, just don't ignore me. Please, give me another chance. I swear, I'll never let go of your hand again. Abby stared at him for a long moment before finally saying, Evan, you're drunk. Can you even get out of the car on your own? Come on, let's get you inside. I have to go home, it's late. I didn't drink that much. How could I be drunk? He sniffed the air and frowned. Wait, I do smell like alcohol. Oh, right, I had a few drinks with Spencer. He was in a bad mood, so I kept him company. Where is Spencer? Evan turned sluggishly, pretending to search for Spencer in the back seat. Abby said nothing. She simply stepped out of the car and let him put on his little performance. Evan subtly sighed in relief when he didn't find Spencer. His plan had worked. Spencer was finally sent home, and Abby had been concerned enough to bring Evan back personally. At some point during the drive, Evan had actually dozed off. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4254. Chapter 4254. Evan wasn't actually drunk, just a little tipsy. He could think straight and walk just fine. But he had played the part of a drunk man so convincingly that Abby had no choice but to take him home. Abby. Evan unbuckled his seatbelt and got out of the car on his own. Who took Spencer home? It wasn't you, was it? I told you all not to drink and drive, but you still drank. Abby shook her head. He usually has a strong tolerance, but he got drunk after just 2 glasses tonight. Evan chuckled. That's because we were drinking strong liquor. It tastes great but sneaks up on you. I only had a little and passed out in the car, but I feel fine now. Spencer was upset, so I had a few drinks with him to help lighten his mood. Is he completely out? He was worse off than you. Abby glanced at Evan, noting that he seemed much steadier now. All right, you're fine now. I'm heading home. But as soon as she turned to leave, Evan grabbed her hand. Come on, Abby. You brought me all the way here, but you won't even walk me inside. His tone turned soft, almost pitiful. You rarely visit my place. At least come in for a glass of water. My throat is dry, and if I'm alone, no one will know if I pass out from thirst. Abby rolled her eyes. You're sober enough to pour yourself some water. You did this to yourself. Who told you to drink so much? I don't have time to babysit you. Unlike you, I actually have work in the morning. Evan spent most of his time chasing after her. He waited outside her office every day. When she had social engagements, he'd follow along, not interfering, just making sure she knew he was there. It was like being under constant surveillance. The man had a talent for persistence. Abby. Evan looked at her, his expression filled with regret. Do you really hate me that much? You won't even come inside when you're already here. Abby sighed inwardly. She had fallen for this man, and he had fallen for her. They had both taken advantage of each other in different ways, all because they loved each other. It wasn't that he hadn't loved her before. He just hadn't known that she was Fox, and he had fallen for the woman behind that name. Now that he knew the truth that Fox and Bianca were both her, his love had never been stronger. He had always been devoted to her, even when he didn't know it. Fine. I'll come inside for a bit. But I'm not staying. You really should hire someone. This house is too empty. As soon as she reached out to help him, he immediately went weak, leaning on her like he couldn't walk. Abby couldn't help but laugh. You were just walking fine. Now you're suddenly so weak. If someone brought in a bull right now, Evan would probably act like he couldn't even swat a fly. Evan, you should be an actor. You'd be an award-winning star. Want me to be your agent? Evan scoffed. No way. If I became a celebrity, I'd have tons of female fans wanting to marry me. But I only love you, I don't care about anyone else.